Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Today marks the first official day of nationwide ban of phone in schools, or phones in schools rather. Now, most schools have already brought it in at the start of the year, but from today, it's official and the kids are going to be expected to have their phones turned off at all times. Vaughan Quill is the Secondary Principals Association president and the principal at Papatoetoe High School. Hi, Vaughan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Did anybody break the rules today?
Well, I've got three cell phones that have been confiscated in the front office. Oh. So you'd have to say yes. Out of just under 1,800 students, it looks like three of them got busted.
Are they all of the same year group?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head, but normally the older they are, the more compliant they are.
Oh, really? Mm. Do you know have they been busted from the kids you would expect them to be busted from?
Oh, you're asking me granular information as a school principal. I only work here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. I suppose 3 out of 1,800 is not too bad at all, is it? I mean, that says to me most kids are okay about it. Are they enjoying it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what most of the schools that I'm in contact with have done is they've implemented this policy from sort of the beginning of term one, might have had a gentle ease in period of not confiscating too early and getting people used to the new law. But from about the middle of last term, as we mean to continue, which is if you get it wrong, you're going to lose that device for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and how are you doing it? Are you just telling them to put it in their bags and turn it off?
Yeah, because in a secondary setting in a school as large as mine, you can't necessarily, we haven't got the cabinetry, the cupboards, the pouches, it's not worth the investment. It's put it in your bag, turn it off. If it's out and you get caught at the wrong time of day, it'll get sent to the front office and you can pick it up there at the end of the school day.
Vaughan, can I remind you of something you said in September last year when this plan first... Yeah, you ready for it? Okay. You said, the plan is not necessary. I don't think central government controlling banning is the way forward.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed your mind?
No, because we didn't allow cell phones in our classroom anyway. I won't say change of mind, because what I was alluding to was I thought our legislative dollar would be better spent dealing with the vaping problem that we had. Mm. Never said cell phones weren't a problem. Said actually, I just think the money's better spent. Haven't changed my mind on that.
Yeah.
What I'm surprised about is how easily the students and community have bought into it, which is actually really great. Always happy to be corrected. But what the piece of legislation that has subsequently been crafted in January says is that teachers can apply discretion to allow devices to be used for educational purposes. So there's enough flex in there to deal with the equity issue, which was a concern of mine back in September. And students seem to have bought into it and seem to be, with 3 out of 1,800 today, seem to be doing the right thing.
Mm, totally. Hey, Vaughan, thanks very much. Vaughan Quill, Secondary Principals Association and a president and also the principal at Papatoetoe High.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.